talking about Roy Moore and this debate over his potential candidacy or his candidacy for the Senate, and it went kind of weird yesterday on CNN. Did you hear about this?
Not
this
sure.
This discussion, all right. What happened was Chris Cuomo was interviewing Joel Pollack, an editor at the right-wing news site Breitbart.
Yeah.
Pollack tried to use the old Ringo Starr defense to help out Moore. He said, quote, now listen to this. I have to laugh. So stupid. In 1973, Ringo Starr hit number one on the Billboard charts with the song You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine. He was 30-something at the time, and singing about a 16-year-old. Do you want to take away Ringo Starr's achievement? Damn. You come on like a dream, beaches and green.
You're beautiful.
And you're mine. Mine, oh my. He said, quote, well, actually, Cuomo was pretty shocked by that. He said, quote, you think that Ringo Starr's song is supposed to give a nod towards allowing 30-year-old men to prey on teenagers? You don't believe that, Joel. You're a parent. You don't believe that. Well, Pollack actually had to pause for a second to figure out how to reply, and he chose to divert the argument to, quote, the risks our sons face today, which is that they can be hit with false allegations. This thing is getting weirder and weirder.
It really is. And when I listen to that song, which I like, it's art to me, and I'm thinking of some 16-year-old boy singing that.
Yeah.
I don't think Ringo meant that literally, that he was interested in a 16-year-old. But, yes, it's just so bizarre. Things that even 5 or 10 years ago would have disqualified a candidate or forced someone from office, they're now surviving.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, false allegations are tough. If someone is falsely accused this day and time, yeah, they're pretty much labeled forever, and it's guilt before innocence is proved.
Right.
But, yeah, that's pretty far over the line, especially, as he said, coming from a parent.
And I have a question of the day that I was curious about your opinion on. I'm sure you've heard this. Should the president have used the name Pocahontas in referring to Senator Elizabeth Warren during an event honoring Navajo code talkers? He did that yesterday, and I think everybody's just a jaw dropped.
Yeah, he always steps over that line. He mm-hmm. walks right up to it, and you think, okay, stop.
Mm-hmm.
But he always goes over Elizabeth Warren comment that started this. Yes, that was something that left her open for criticism, no doubt. But to use names and labels and insults, no. Mm-hmm. He just goes that extra step too far. And supporters of him have always just kind of done the forehead slap thing that you just can't pull him back.
I like the forehead slap.
Yeah, I see the emoji.
Face palm.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Well, it's at the very least you can say it's always interesting.
Oh, no doubt.
You know,
no
always
doubt.
Interesting. Well, we'll be watching you tonight, and we appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.